Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild day across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze while Jerusalem remains comfortably warm. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, inviting many to spend time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Walla reports horror in the kitchen at a base in the Golan Heights. Soldiers at the Tzunbar base raise alarms over severe sanitation failures. Also, just in, Israel Hayom reveals a secret meeting between President Pashkian and Iran's Supreme Leader Khamenei. The meeting happened in the back seat of a car. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, the IDF has destroyed Iran-backed Hezbollah tunnel systems. More tunnels remain in southern Lebanon. Separately, I-24 News reports that Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey condemn Israeli strikes in Gaza. They warn that the ceasefire is at risk. And finally, from JNS, M.K. Devi Biton of Yesh Atid says Israel's recovery must start with national healing. Here's what people are saying online. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, noted minutes ago that Hezbollah's leader is urging Lebanon to stop negotiating directly with Israel. He criticizes the government for yielding to Israeli demands. Open source intel reported earlier that Guatemala issued a danger alert over the Volcán de Fuego. Explosions have been frequent since August. Ynet Global shared a disturbing incident from France. They reported an attack on Jewish DJ Barbara Butch, highlighting anti-Zionism masking anti-Semitism. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the sanitation issue at the Tzunbar base. According to Walla, soldiers report unbearable conditions due to rotting waste. The IDF is responding to these complaints, but the situation raises concerns over living conditions for troops in remote locations. The impact on morale could be significant if not addressed swiftly. Turning to the secret meeting between President Pashkian and Supreme Leader Khamenei, Israel Hayom details this as the first encounter since Pashkian's term began. The covert nature of the meeting underlines the sensitive relationship between Armenia and Iran. The implications are profound for regional diplomacy, particularly regarding Armenia's stance on Israel. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports on the IDF's actions against Hezbollah tunnels. These networks were not just for surveillance, but also for potential attacks on Israel's northern communities. The IDF's operations are part of a broader strategy to neutralize threats from Lebanon, but the presence of more tunnels indicates ongoing tensions. This morning, I-24 News highlighted Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey's condemnation of Israeli strikes in Gaza. The countries warn that continued hostilities could collapse the fragile ceasefire. This underscores the delicate balance in maintaining peace in the region. Finally, JNS features MK Debbie Bitton's call for national healing as Israel approaches the 2026 elections. Her statements reflect a growing sentiment that political and social unity are essential for the nation's recovery. The focus is increasingly on domestic reconciliation amidst external pressures. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that the Bank of Jerusalem will donate significant funds to Soroka Hospital. This comes a year after an Iranian missile strike severely damaged hospital facilities. The partnership aims to boost recovery efforts separately. CTEC reveals that Wix has faced widening losses of $76.4 million. The company's investment in its Base 44 platform and increased marketing expenses are contributing factors. Despite these losses, Wix continues to focus on AI-driven growth. And finally, Marif Business highlights a new feature in MoveIt, based on research from Bar-Ilan University. This innovation aims to improve user experience by saving time through more efficient walking routes. It's a major step forward in urban mobility solutions. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.